上帝，请你们坐下去，你们站着听到也可以的。
You can stand and listen to my preaching.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们大家来读第八节开始。
We're going to read from verse 8.
第八节开始，大家一同开声来读。啊，一二三，凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法。第九节，我自己读，像那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或有别样的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。第十节，爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全的律法。大家读，爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全的律法。我们读经到这个地方。
We stop reading our scripture here.
我们在过去好几次都传讲到政权以我们作为公民的人应当怎样看待它。
For the past few sessions, we expounded on the government authority and we as people of that nation, what kind of responsibility do we have?
神吩咐我们当纳粮的纳给他，当恭敬的恭敬他，当交税的交给他，当惧怕的惧怕他。
And God instructed us that we are to pay tax which is due, we are to pay revenue which is due, respect those who need to be respected.
这是提到 and fear those who need to fear. 这是提到对人当尽责任的事情。
And this is what we got to do our responsibility in human relationship.
有一些人他以为他对神从来没有什么亏欠，他对人的事情就不要紧。
That people they thought that they never fall short to God and also is okay if they not do their duty to man.
还有一些人认为对人长存有良心的行动，所以他对神就没有亏欠。
And some would say that if I am doing according to my conscience, then there is no responsibility to God.
今天有一些人只注重对神对人中间其中一半的责任而已。
And today many people only place half of the responsibility between man and man and man and God.
这本圣经告诉我们，我们的对神当尽的责任，也有对人当尽的责任。
But remember, how else have we got responsibility to man and to God?
我们对神的亏欠，我们永远靠自己的行为没有办法去补满的。
If we were to fall short of God, there's no way for you to fulfill it through our relationship with man.
我们对上帝公义的要求所欠的债，就是我们的罪债，我们永远没有办法靠自己的功劳去补偿的。
And the debt that we have against the righteousness of God, that is the debt in sin, that we can never do our very best to fulfill it.
这就是所有的宗教之所以绝对不能使人称义的原因。
And that's why all religion, absolutely they cannot justify man.
因为宗教的结晶结果只不过是将功补过这个假想。
Because the crystallization of religion is only but the assumption whereby we can use our good to fulfill our bad.
当一个人只注重开始行善的时候，
If a person were to leave this sinful thing and start to do good things,
他从来不知道过去所犯的罪是怎样处理。
He has never known how to deal with the sin that he had committed in the past.
他就开始纪念，开始记住自己现在所行的善。
But then he began to remember what a good thing he had done before God.
把自己的善行当作功劳来自夸。
And to this good thing he had done, he deemed it as a merit to be boastful.
却从来没有注意到过去的过犯跟亏欠怎么样去补偿。
But he has never paid attention how to fulfill, make up for the evil in the past.
而从神自己永恒的旨意来看，
From the eternal will of God,
一个人行善不过是责任，不是功劳。
If a person would do good, it is only about his responsibility and merit.
人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created after the image and likeness of God.
神是圣洁的，我们应当圣洁。
Because God is holy, and that's why we need to be holy.
神是良善的，我们应当良善。
And God is kind, that's why we need to be kind.
神是公义的，我们应当公义。
And God is righteous, and that's why we need to be righteous.
当我们遵行良善、圣洁、公义的道德原理的时候，
So when we practice according to the ethical demand of this kindness and righteousness and goodness,
是绝对不是我们的功劳。
It is absolutely not our merit.
只不过是我们当尽的责任。
It is only about our reasonable responsibilities.
当表彰的本性。
And also the nature we need to manifest.
那么神的荣耀在我们身上。
So then God's glory is upon us.
我们如果靠着神，
If we rely on God,
能够 尽我们当尽的责任。
That we can do our part
在良善、圣洁、公义的行为上。
So that even in righteousness, holiness, and kindness,
我们就彰显上帝的荣耀。
Then in that way we manifest the glory of God.
罪是什么
？What is sin?
罪是对上帝荣耀的亏欠。
Because you fall short of the glory of God, that's sin.
所以我们不但不能遵循良善的原则。
So not only we cannot do according to the principle of mercy and kindness.
过了邪恶的生活。
But we do an evil life.
我们不但不能遵循圣洁的原则。
Not only cannot do according to the principle of holiness.
我们过了污秽的生活。
But we have led a life with the filthy.
我们不但不能遵循公义的原则。
Not only that we cannot do according to the righteous demand.
我们充满不义的行动。
But we are filled with unrighteous actions.
神的荣耀没有办法彰显出去。
So God's glory cannot be manifested.
神的荣耀受了我们给他的亏欠。
So that we fall short of His glory.
这样我们这一个债是永远没有办法付清。
Then we forever cannot pay this debt.
对神没有办法付清我们所欠的债。
That to God we cannot pay this debt we have done against.
还以为我们当尽的责任就可以当作功劳来将功补过，这是宗教的妄想。
And furthermore, we thought that the good thing we have done can make up for the evil that we have done. This is assumption of religion.
如果我们自以为我们可以用将功补过的办法解决我们得救的问题，
if we thought that we can use our good to make up our evil to solve the problem of salvation,
我们不但活在幻想中间，
not only that we are being too presumptuous,
我们是用这种幻想来逃避上帝。
Even with this presumptuousness, we have to escape from God's judgment.
严格的说起来，宗教不是寻找上帝，宗教是寻找逃避上帝审判的方法。
Actually in religion we are not seeking God, we want to seek a way to run away from the judgment of God.
人对神有这个表彰他荣耀的责任。
To God we have responsibility to manifest His glory.
表彰他本性的行为的责任。
To manifest even in our conduct His own nature.
那么这个行为的这个原理在人与人的关系上怎么样呢？
But all this nature how to express in human relationship.
也就是我们对人也当如此。
That such the manner with behave in man.
我们应当把人当作人来看待。
That we are to view human as human.
但是人与人的关系常常反常。
But that interpersonal relationship many times is abnormal.
都是因为失去本位，不守本位，忽略本位的观念产生。
Because there's a concept whereby we do not keep to our own position.
人在人的本位上。
Man is in his own position.
神在神的本位上。
God is in his position.
自然在自然的本位上。
And the nature in his own position.
人比神更低。
And man is lower than God.
人比物更高。
But man is higher than things.
物在人之下。
And also things is below man.
人在神之下。
Man is below God.
神高过人。
And God is higher than man.
人高过物。
Man is higher than creation.
这个创造者与被造的层次是绝对不一样。
So this order of creator and the creature is different.
被造者与被造者之间的层次也是因为神创造的旨意编排而不一样。
And also because God ordained, that's why the difference between the creator orders among themselves.
为什么有一些人对别人乱来，强奸、暗杀、欺骗，为什么呢？
Why some people treat others and commit adultery?
他不把人当作人。
Because they do not be human as human.
为什么人可以去这个审判别人、杀害别人，好像自己有最后的权威？
Why is that? As humankind, as if we have the final authority, we can judge people, we can kill people.
因为他不把自己当作人。
Because he doesn't deem himself as a human.
所以当人不把自己放在人的地位上，
When human don't place themselves in the position of a human,
人就变成了两种假想。
Then there's two kind of illusion.
第一种就是我就是神。
That one is that I am God.
第二种就是我就是物。
The second is I'm things.
所以把自己跟动物等量齐观。
So when you equalize yourself as a beast,
或者把自己跟神等量齐观。
Or you equalize yourself as God,
就是至高与自卑达到了最极端的结局。
Which is either yourself boasting or you put yourself in the inferior complex.
当你把自己当作神的时候，
when you deem yourself as God,
你就敢以神的角色去审判人、论断人、杀害人。
Then you dare to play the role of God to condemn to kill people.
而神是绝对的公义的本体。
But God is the absolute subjectivity of righteousness.
当神处人以死罪的时候，他是绝对没有错误的。
So when God condemns people to death, he will not be in wrong.
当人执行神的角色时，一定是错误。
But at a time when man want to execute and play the role of God, he surely will be right.
人不是神。
Because man is not God.
当 政治家把自己当作神的时候
，When politician deem themselves God，
他就不能把人当作人。
Then he wanna deem human as human。
这样把自己当作神，又把别人当作物。
So when he elevate himself as God and treat others as things，
就把百姓当作畜狗一样的看。
So he will deem these common people as dogs。
这就是错误的政权集权主义产生的结果。
And that's why dictatorship will produce this kind of wrongs。
那么是保罗讲的这些政权与人民之间关系之后
，So after Paul expounded on this relationship of humankind and also the government，
你的人与人之间应当怎么样
？And mention what kind of interpersonal relationship you must have，
把自己当作人
，That you deem yourself as human，
看别人是人
，And deem others as human too，
与人当尽的责任不要超越。
So when you got to do man's responsibility without transgressing it，
看别人的权柄的尊贵不要低流
，And to deem also the honor of others human right not to be depreciated。
才有世界大同的可能。
Then there's a possibility of peace in the world。
这是人间最伟大的社会理想。
This one of the greatest ideal in society。
或者每个时代盼望达到的理想的社会。
Or even the kind of ambitious, the kind of dream society that people hope for in the history。
世界大同。
That the whole world will come one。
人人彼此尊重。
Everybody will honor each other。
那这个怎么达到可能呢
？How is it possible？
我们只要把耶稣基督在地上的生活做我们的榜样就可以了。
Only if we deem Christ alive as a model when he was on the earth, that's good enough。
当基督到地上来做人的时候
，When Christ become human when he was living on the earth，
神降卑站在人的地位上。来与我们一同生活。
That God who humbled Himself lived together with us as humankind。
按他的神性来说，他是高过人。
According to His God nature, He is higher than man。
按他的人性来说，他凡事与我们相同。
According to His human nature, in all aspects, He is like us。
在基督道成肉身的时候
，So Christ when He incarnated
是又一位神又为人，以中保的地位。或在我们的中间
is at the same time God and man living as a mediator among us。
这就是以马内利
That's called Emmanuel。
上帝与我们同在
God living with us。
所以我们在基督道成肉身的生活中间
So that in the life of the incarnated life of Christ
看见他的人性是怎样尊敬上帝
We see that how in human nature we want to honor God。
又看见人性是怎样爱惜别人
We see that in human nature how we have mercy on others。
对神的敬畏对人的相爱
And to a fear to God and to love of mankind。
变成了人当尽的责任最高峰的两个层次
Become the highest two aspects of human responsibility。
那么第八节讲什么呢
And what's verse 8 trying to say
不可亏欠人
You will not be in debt anymore。
这是人尊重人一个很重要的原则
This is very important principle in human relationship with all others。
如果我们真正明白这一节
If we to understand this verse
就立这样的志向
And make our mind up
做到这一点的话
and you've done this verse,
那我们内心就没有责备了
then in our heart there's no rebuke
我这一生曾经自己对神对自己利用
and I make this kind of covenant with myself and God
我一生一世不利用人
in my whole life I will not use people
也盼望不被人利用
and I hope that I will not be utilized by people
我一生一世不玩弄人
I will not bully people
我也不愿被人玩弄
I don't want to be bullied by others too
我一生一世不亏待人
for my whole life I will not force others
我盼望也不被人亏待
and how I know before them serve by others
那么不亏待人
if we don't really in debt
不轻看人
and don't despise others
不藐视人
and don't despise others
不玩弄人
and do not bully others
不利用人
and do not utilize people
这个真正的原因是什么呢
what is the true reason behind it
因为你尊重人权
Because you want to honor human rights.
而你又记得你自己不过是人。
And you remember that you are only but a man.
你不是神。
You are not God.
别人也不是物。
And others are not things.
你不能把自己当作人。
You cannot deem yourself as human.
把人当作物。
Deem others as things.
看自己高人一等。
Then see yourself higher than others.
不能把别人当作人。
You cannot deem yourself as human.
把自己当作神。
Deem yourself as God.
看自己高人一等。
And look yourself as higher than others.
你不必把自己当作人。
You wouldn't you have to deem yourself as human.
把别人当作神。
And deem others as God.
不把有没有归给真正的上帝。
And do not give glory to true God.
你不必把自己当作物。
You cannot deem yourself as things.
把别人当作人。
And others as human.
甘愿做别人的奴才。
And you want to be a slave of others.
这些观念
All this concept.
使我们做人。
Cause us to be a,
守住本位
cause us to be a human that keep its position
尽我们的本分
and to do our duties
努力执行我们的责任
and try to do very best our responsibilities
人与人的关系
our interpersonal relationship
构成整个社会 最重要的一个因素。
It become the most important factor element of society.
人与人的关系正常。
The interpersonal relationship when it is normal.
社会就和平。
Then the society will be in peace.
人与人的关系反常。
But if the interpersonal relationship is abnormal.
社会就产生许多许多的毛病。
Then there are a bit of tensions and also difficulties with the society.
所以保罗说人与人的关系怎么样。
And that's why Paul said interpersonal relationship, how do we behave?
他自己年老的时候。
When he was old,
保罗讲一句话
Paul said,
直到如今
Until today,
我对神对人长存无愧的什么良心
To God and to man, I keep a clear conscience
直到如今
Until today,
我对神对人长存无愧的良心
To God and to man, I keep a clear conscience
换句话说呢
In other words,
上帝啊
God,
我的心在你面前
My heart before you
是坦然无惧
It is open 的
因为我在你面前
Because before you
是没有亏欠的
I have not fallen short
我在人面前
And before man
我也是没有亏欠
I also haven't fallen short
这个如同中国范仲淹先生讲的话
来的啊范仲淹
每天晚上
And function every night he says
我要睡觉以前
And function on Sunday before I go to sleep
问我有没有得罪天
I ask myself whether I go against heaven
我有没有亏负人
And whether I force a man
我才能安心睡
Then I can sleep well
又像孟子所讲的
Like Manchester said
上仰天了
And when I look up to God, heaven,
你没有亏欠他
I have not fallen short of.
下看人
But bow down to people,
你也没有负他
I have not fallen short of them.
这是人间第一大乐
This is the greatest joy in mankind.
孟子说人生有三乐
Mentions there are three kinds of joy in human kind.
第一快乐
The first,
对天对人都不亏负
And to the heaven, to others, I have not fallen short.
第二个快乐
The second,
父母兄弟都还存在
And also my parents, my brothers and sisters are still alive.
第三个快乐
And the third,
得天下之英才而育之
And I can get all the talent of the world and educate them.
天下的英才
The talents of the world.
最有天才的人
The best talents.
我能亲自教导他们
That I can teach them myself.
这是我最大的快乐
That's the greatest joy I have.
三大乐中间呢
Among these three joys,
第一个快乐是什么
The first joy is,
对天对人
To heaven and to man,
对神对人
And to God and to man,
没有亏负
I have not fallen short.
保罗年老的时候讲了这句话
Paul when it was old he said this
有人问我唐牧师请你告诉我什么叫做灵性好
And the people who ask me what is my good spirituality pass on
我的灵性好我自己得到的最简洁的一句话就对神对人长存无愧的良心
The most succinct kind of statement that I have is that to God and to man we do not feel short and a clear conscience
有些人呢好像对神很热爱到处做生意欺骗人
There are people to God He seems he is a fervent to God But yet he cheats in his business
有些在教会里面好像很热心很多奉献但是常常对人不诚实
And there are people in the church As if they make a lot of offering But they are not honest to others
这不是真正的灵性
This is the true spirituality
对神对人
To God to man
长存无愧的良心
Keep a clear conscience
无论哪一个时候
No matter which time
生命走到最后一步的时候
And when it comes to the last phase of life
无论哪一个时刻
No matter which moment
神突然使我们见他离开世界的时候
Suddenly God takes us away from the world
我们都对神对人无所亏负
That to GodAnd to man, we are not in debt.
我们的良心坦然无惧
So our conscience is clear.
我们的心灵非常开畅
And even our spirit is open.
因为没有什么东西拦住我们
Because there's nothing that hinder us.
可以欢欢喜喜见天
That we can see God joyfully.
保罗在这里说什么呢
Paul here he says.
无论什么事情
No matter what things.
不可亏负人
Do not fall debt.
或者变一个翻译说什么呢
Or another translation.
无论对什么人
No matter to whom,
无论在什么事上
or one thing,
都不可以有什么亏欠
We don't want to be in debt
无论对什么人
To what people
在什么事情上
At what things
都不应当有任何的亏欠
We do not want to be in debt、
哦、这很不容易的
It's not easy
你说这个在这个 credit card 的社会很难
It's difficult in the credit card world.
因为我们每天呢就买东西先欠债的
Because we use debt to purchase things
我个人对这个叫 credit card 中文叫什么信用卡
To this credit card, my personal view is
信用卡的这个制度 我是不大赞同
I do not agree with this credit card system
因为教导我们的下一代 还没有赚钱可以先用钱。
Because earn about teach our next generation before you make the money, you can just use the money first.
但是呢，有一些学生呢还没有赚钱，怎么可以读书？一定先用钱嘛。这方面我又有一点赞同。
But for some students before they make money, of course they got to use money. I agree with this system.
但是今天有很多人
，But today many people
趁着快要死，尽量签信用卡。
And even because they know that they are going to die soon, so they will just make a lot of debt with the credit card.
信用卡的公司
and credit card companies
每一年亏了几十亿的美金。
And they also have lost millions and millions of dollars.
那他为什么还要用做下去呢
？Why said they want to continue the business?
羊毛出在羊身上吗
？Because this the wool will have their own wool.
他有各方面的办法。
So they use all methods.
把这个生意再赚回来。
They want to make back the money.
今天我们不谈那个事情了。
We're not going to discuss that.
我的母亲对我们说
，My mother told us,
宁可吃稀饭配盐
，You better you take the porridge with the salt.
每一餐用自己的钱。
But you use your own money for every meal.
不要吃山珍海味，是向人借债度日。
Do not take very presumptuous food, but you are in debt.
记得你们这些孩子。
Remember you children of mine.
能够靠自己血汗养活自己。
You do your own business and also you feed your own self.
不是靠别人。
Do not rely on others.
不是讨饭。
Do not be a beggar.
不是敲诈。
Do not cheat.
你诚诚实实。
Very honestly.
尽自己的责任。
And do your responsibility.
养活自己。
And feed your own.
养活你的家。
And also bring up your own family.
这是很应该的。
This is reasonable.
也是有荣耀的。
And also it's glorious.
你借债度日。
If you were to be in debt and make a livelihood.
来发财。
And also to make money.
结果弄到子孙一生都是债。
So that all the generation will carry the debt.
那是很羞辱的事。
And that's shameful.
保罗两千年前告诉我们
Paul 2000 years ago, he said,
无论对什么人
no matter to whom,
在什么事上
but what thing,
都不可亏欠
You don't want to fall short、
哦、这很容易做到吗
Is that easy?
不容易做
No
我小的时候曾经犯了一个错
When I was small, I make a mistake
每次到我姨母的家里
Every time when I go to my mother and this place
他呢卖一个小贩有小摊子那这个里面有一些虾饼很好吃
They are actually a hawker They got some good crackers there
我要吃的时候
When I want to eat the prawn crackers
我姨母说吃吧吃吧
My auntie would say eat eat eat
所以我就吃了
So I thought I eat
但是她第二次没有叫我吃我又想吃
That the second time she never said But I took it
因为我感到很好吃
But I thought it's good
我就对姨母说那我先吃以后再负债好吧
So I told my auntie I'll eat first and pay later
第二块我就开始算
So I start the second I pay for the second
后来我付了我再借
So after I pay I eat again
再吃
And eat again
后来吃来吃吃的越多
The more I eat now
连我自己的零用钱都不能付
Even my own this money cannot pay now
我不知道怎么样
I don't know what to do
所以很久不敢到姨母家里
So I dare not go to her home
因为去了一定会再吃
Because if I go I'll eat again
但是过去的债还没有付
But I haven't paid the past debt
那我想下个月零用钱拿了我再去付
So next month when I have a pocket money I'll pay them back
你付完再拿来吃
So after I pay back then I'll eat again
因为真是很好吃
It's very good
结果呢就借的越多了
So the more I was in debt
有一次我的哥哥呢把这个事情告诉我妈
There was one my brother told my mother this
我妈妈大发脾气
So my mother got so angry
那我才十岁
I was only 10
我妈妈大发脾气
My mother got so angry
你这个态度啊
Your attitude
养成这个习惯
And have this habit
有大了你要变成怎样的
When you get old What kind of people will become
他救了我的耳朵
And I also please my ear
带了一些钱
And brought some money
把我带到姨母家里
And brought me to my auntie's place
一面负债一面在他面前把我大骂一顿
And also paid the debt and scolded me
那一次以后、啊、
After that
吓死我了
I was so frightened
我不敢负债了
So I dare not go in debt again
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters
直到今天
Until today
我在众人眼中我的名誉是很好的
I have carried good names.
我一定借的，我一定要付。
Because what I borrow, I'll pay back.
除非我忘记。
Unless I forget.
我请他们提醒。
So I wanted to remind me.
一定付清楚。
Surely I'll pay.
只要无论我在什么地方。
So no matter where.
人都相信。
People will trust me.
我告诉你，信用是人的第二个生命。
Credibility is the second life of mankind.
如果你信用好
，If you have good credibility，
就是有一天全家都烧光了
，Even the whole home is burned，
第二天人可以借钱给你重新创业。
The second day, people still can lend you money so they can start your business again.
如果你信用不好
，If you do not have good credibility，
年纪轻轻可能在路上讨饭。
So when you're young, probably you come beggars.
上帝的话说
，God's word says，
无论什么事情
，No matter on what things，
都不要。亏欠
You do not want to be in debt.
Amen. 我如果今天叫你低头闭眼睛， 告诉我有欠多少债的请举手，可能你就很不好意思。
If I would ask you to close your eye and raise your hand, you are in debt, you are too sinful.
今天听了这篇道
The night after you heard this,
好好做人
You want to be a good man,
好不好？快快做苦工
And very labor,
把所有的债付清楚
All the debt you want to pay back,
不要再偷下去了
And do not continue to
steal. 如果你是十岁的孩子
If you are 10,
你妈妈揪你耳朵
When your mother twists your
ear, 那还不要紧
That's okay.
你现在已经成人了
But if you are an adult now,
让上帝救你的耳朵。
If God would twist your ears,
或者警察来救你的耳朵。
Oh, the policeman would twist your ears.
那就很羞愧了。
That's shameful.
求主怜悯我。
That God have mercy on us.
保罗在凡事都不要亏欠人。
Paul upon all things he wanted to not be in debt.
但是中文圣经有一句翻译的很好。
But there's good translation in the Chinese.
在爱人如己的事上，要常常以为亏欠。
But in loving others, always you must feel in debt.
换一句话说呢
，In other words,
这件事情上你要常常感到亏欠。
On all these things, continually when you feel that you're in debt,
无债一身轻。
Well, it is good if you're no debt.
有债心很重。
But when you're in debt, you're so heavy in your heart.
如果你常常感到亏欠
，If continually you feel in debt,
你就不容易亏欠。
Then you will not feel even in debt. 如
果你亏欠又没有感觉。
If you are in debt, you not feel it,
你就会常常亏欠。
Then you will continue to be in debt.
怎样做一个不亏欠的人
？How to be the one who is not in debt?
就是做一个常常感到自己有亏欠的。
Be a one continue feel that you are in debt.
对，这个是一个非常反和性的。
This is a paradoxical thinking.
什么叫做 paradox?
What is paradox?
Paradox 这个字呢是希腊人先用的。
Paradox first used by the Greek.
所以这个字原来就是希腊文 paradox.
And paradox is a Greek.
主前350年
and 350 years BC,
希腊的哲学叫 Parmenides,
the Greek philosopher Parmenides,
还有其他同时的人
and had other contemporaries,
他们开始发明这个字
they started to invent this word.
我中文呢把它翻译成反和性
in Chinese, Pastor Strong translated 反和性，
其实中国的哲学词典不是这样翻译的
because in Chinese, this dictionary does not translate in this manner.
多数翻译成逆反性。
逆反
或者多数翻译成的是非而是性
是非而是
有的人又翻译成的吊诡性
很像吊诡
听不对还是一个吊死鬼一样
If you do not get the right pronunciation you may be mistaken
原来的意思是什么
And the original meaning is
就是反又想好像相反其实是相合
Opposite yet in harmony
所以呢好像冲突其实和谐
Look as if contradicting but yet in harmony
好像不对其实是对
Look as if wrong but it's right
所以不是似是而非
Not that as it looks right but it's wrong
反过来
But in the reverse
是非而是
Looks wrong but right
是非而是性这个翻译是不错的
So this translation is quite good and wrong but right.
但你把它简化非事性就不对了。
But if you just contract it to 非事性 is wrong.
所以我把它翻译成反和性。
So Pastor Strong has translated 反和性。
好像相反。
Look opposite.
确实相合。
But yet in unity.
好像不对。
Look wrong.
其实是对的。
But that is correct.
好像冲突。
Look at contradicting.
其实不冲突。
But yet not.
那现在我做一个比喻来证明反和性到底为什么这样翻译。
Let me make an illustration and illustrate why is that we... translate this manner.
如果我今天说一句话
If I were to say
李博士是很有学问的人
And Dr. Lee is very learned
请你注意听啊
Pay attention
是谁讲的
Who said
是李博士讲的吗
Did I say that
是我讲的
He said that
我说李博士是很有学问的人
And he said that Dr. Lee is very learned
我讲完了以后
After that
请问李博士对不对
不敢当
你很有学问是不是啊，他摇头他一摇头的时候
When he shook the head
他就是反对我对不对
He is opposing me now
我说李博士很有事 他就反对我
So when I say Dr. Lee is very learned He shook the head
所以你们回去的时候
So when you go back
我今天亲眼看见两个人是不同心的
So today I see two persons not working one mind
一个说是一个说不
One say yes One say no
所以他们两个根本不同立场的
So they are standing in two different grounds
平常假装在台上做同心翻译
So in the past they pretend to be working one heartedness
其实他根本不同意他
Actually they are not
所以我说的是他说不
So when I say yes he say no
外表来看
How would he speak
我们是相反的
We are opposite
对不对呢
Is that right?
因为相反才证明我讲的是对他答的也不错
Because it's opposite It's the proof that what I say is right And his answer is not too bad
你现在明白什么叫做反的性
So you understand what's paradox
李博士是很有学问的
And Dr. Lee is learned
他说不
He said no
他不才证明他是有学问。
So when he say no to prove that he's learned,
因为有学问的人不会说自己有学问。
Because he who is learned will not say that he's learned.
如果一个人说很有学问，就没有什么学问。
If a person will say I'm very learned, he is not learned at all.
他对我的反对就是要赞成我。
So when he opposed me, he's agreeing with me.
你是故意反对我来赞成我，对不对
？So intentionally opposed me. No,
你是不是呢？ 又在说不，再反我。
So he opposed me again.
他再反一次的时候
so he, when he one more time he
opposed me, 又更证明我的是对
All the more he proved I'm right.
所以你是故意反两次表示你很有学问对不对又再说不是所以他越反对就证明我越对
So the more he opposed the more he proved I'm right.
所以我的正
So my right
他的反
His opposite
我的反
My opposite
变成他的和
Become his unity.
他反我的时候就是合乎我的。
So when he opposed me, actually he's agreeing with me.
这叫做反合。
That's called paradox.
谦卑的人也是如此。
A one who is humble the same thing.
你个某某的很谦卑。
If you were to say so and so,
他说不、
oh, no, no, I'm not humble.
他如果说是我很谦卑。
When you say yes, I'm very humble.
他就正在骄傲他的谦卑。
Which means he is proud of his humility.
那不是谦卑了。
That's not true humility.
所以呢，反合性。
这个 paradox
是圣经里面重要的道理。
It's a very important truth of the Bible.
明白了这个以后呢
，When after you understood
this, 你就不奇怪为什么有许多不明白的事情是这样讲的。
Then you wonder if you strange why something they don't understand will be put in this manner.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你们到普天下去传福音。
You preach to the whole world.
他又说
，And he said,
你们不可以去。
You won't go.
这道圣灵降在你身上。
Until Holy Spirit comes, then you go.
又叫你去，又叫你不可以去。
He command you to go, yet not to go.
这个反合的嘛。
It's paradox.
那保罗说什么呢
？Paul said,
我一点不在最大使徒之下。
I'm not the least below the greatest apostle.
另外一句话说呢
？On the other way,
我是使徒中间最小的。
I'm the least among all apostles.
所以你说他是精神分裂吗
？So is he suffering from schizophrenia?
他是朝秦暮楚吗
？Or is it turning his mind day and night?
他的前后不一致吗
？Or he doesn't come into harmony?
他是健忘，没有真正贯彻始终的信仰。
Is it because he suffers from anemia?
不是。
No?
这些都是反合的道理。
These are all paradoxical.
我都不传福音。
If I not preach the gospel,
我就有祸了。
Woe be upon me.
因为我传福音是不得已的。
Because I'm forced to.
我如果愿意传。
But the more I'm willing to preach,
我就有赏赐。
I have the blessing to be.
传福音是不得已的，就是勉强。
I'm forced to preach, I'm not willing.
只要甘心传才有赏赐。
But when you're willing, you have reward.
又不得已又甘心。
So you're not willing, yet you're willing.
又是甘心又不得已。
You're willing, yet you're not willing.
这是反合性。
That's paradox.
圣经有很多的反。
There are many paradoxical teaching in the Bible.
慢慢找出来的时候
So when you find out,
你就明白这方面的真理
Then you understand this kind of truth.
神的话早就记在前面
God has recorded that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear and sisters,
保罗提到人与人的关系
Paul talking about interpersonal relationship.
什么都不要亏欠
Do not fall short of anything.
但这件事有一个反合性
But upon this thing, there's a paradox.
常常感到自己
Continue to feel that you are in debt.
又不亏欠又常常感到亏欠
Not in debt.Continue feeling that in debt.
常常感到亏欠，你才不容易亏欠。
Continue to feel that in debt, then you will easily to fall in debt.
反合性就应用在我们的伦理里面。
So this paradoxical truth is applied in our ethics.
在爱人如己的事情上。
In loving others as yourself,
要常常感到亏欠。
You must feel always in debt.
今天教会里面有两种人。
Today in the church there are two kinds of people.
有一种人常常以为人家亏欠他。
One continues to feel that others are in debt to him.
另外一种人常常感到自己亏欠的。
The others will feel continually he's in debt to others.
哪一种更好啊
？Which is better?
哪一种更好啊
？Which is better?
常常亏欠人好不好啊
？Is it good to be in debt to others?
好啊。
Is it good?
常常亏欠好不好
Continue to be in debt to others is good?
不好
No
常常给人亏欠好不好
And continue to be in debt against by others is good?
当然不好太吃亏了
Of course no
常常感到亏欠好不好
Always feel that in debt is good?
好
Yes
一面不亏欠人
On the one hand you do not feel fall in debt
常常以为亏欠
But continue to feel that you're in debt
反合性的应用
Paradoxical application
我没有欠债
I am not in debt.
但我很怕我如果欠债怎么办
But I'm afraid that if I were to go in debt, what are you going to do?
我没有欠人尊敬
I have not all respect to others.
但我很怕如果我不够尊敬人怎么办
I'm afraid that I may not respect others good enough.
我没有欠人惧怕
I never done all fear to others.
我担心我不够惧怕人
I'm afraid that I'm not fearing others enough.
当惧怕的惧怕他
You need to be fear, fear him.
当尊敬的尊敬
Respect those who need to be respected.
当交税的交给他
And pay the tax to those who are due.
当纳粮的纳给他
and build revenue to those who are due
责任
There's a responsibility.
这里提到爱
，get to our love.
爱是不是担当尽责任
？Love, do we just do our responsibility?
In
love, no.
爱是超过责任。
Love transcends responsibility.
说丈夫的对太太说
，When the husband tells the wife,
这样还不够吗
？Isn't that enough?
我已经尽了责任了
，Have you done my
responsibility? 你还不够就算了。你还感到不够就算了。
If you do not feel that's good enough, that's your business.
他正在讲责任，还没有提到爱。
So he's talking only about responsibility, not love yet.
爱是超过责任。
Because love transcends responsibility.
说妻子对丈夫说。
So when a wife tells the husband,
我已经做了半才不够吗
？Have done my best, isn't good enough?
不然你就娶别人好了。
Why don't you marry to others?
他正在讲责任，不是讲到爱。
So he's talking about responsibility, not love.
爱是尽了责任以后。
Because love is after you've done your duty.
常常审查自己，我有没有亏欠
？And essentially examine yourself whether I still fall short or not.
是我常常感到亏欠。
So when you continue to feel that in debt,
就是灵性可以继续维持下去的。
And that's the secret to sustain their spirituality will grow.
我刚才的教会里面有两种人。
I said in church there are two kind of people.
一种总是感到人亏欠我。
The first is always feel others are in debt to
him. 一种总是感到我亏欠人。
And the other feel that I'm in debt to others.
我有没有亏欠人？
Do I am I in debt to others?
我有没有缺乏爱心？
Do I lack love?
我有没有缺乏关怀？
Do I lack concern for others?
我有没有缺乏代祷？
Do I lack prayer for others?
我有没有缺乏劝勉？
Do I lack exhortation to others?
我有没有缺乏这个规劝他
？Do I like to exhort people, encourage people?
我就让他失败。
Would I let him fail?
因为我过去忘记劝他。
Because I forgot to exhort him.
我没有早告诉他。
I have not told him good enough.
是我的错。
It's my wrong.
我亏欠。
I fall short.
常一位亏欠的人。
He who always feel that he is in debt.
灵性好的人。
He is good in spirituality.
常以为别人亏欠他的。
He will always feel the others in debt to him.
是灵性不好的。
He is no good in spirituality.
你用这个表
，with this kind of measure，
这个原则
，this principle，
来审查自己的时候
，check your own self，
你的灵性就会长进。
Then the spirituality will grow.
我们今天到礼拜堂的时候
，today when you go to the church，
礼拜堂这么脏
，so dirty with the floor，
没有好好扫
，nobody
谁叫我怎么来做礼拜
？How can I come to the church？
到这里这个气道不好的空气，你有传染病怎么办呢
？And so if I were to contract disease because of that，
就椅子这么乱。
So the chair is in a mess.
甚至也没有拿给我。
And we don't even provide me a hymn now.
这个教会的这是做什么的
？What are the deacons doing in this church?
他没有想到。
He never failed.
他从来没有找一次半个钟头以前来看看有没有诗歌圣经分好。
That he had never come half an hour earlier to arrange the hymn.
他从来没有想到。
He has never thought.
我做礼拜这几年有没有扫过地板一次
？That for these years I come to the church I never sweep the floor.
他没有想到。
He never thought.
他有没有早一点来招待别人，对别人有个效果
？That he ever come earlier to be asked.
他总是迟迟来要坐最好的位置。
You come late and occupy the best seat.
怪这个骂那个。
And to rebuke it and to rebuke that.
别人对我不好。
Others no good to me.
别人亏欠我。
Others in debt to me.
别人不尽责任。
Others no.
做什么这些？你做什么长老？
What kind of elders you
are? 你做什么组长？
What kind of leader?
你做什么唱诗班？
What kind of choir?
你做什么牧师？
What kind of pastor you are?
都是别人欠他。
And others in debt to him.
他从来没有欠别人。
He is not in debt to others.
这样的人呢？
This kind of people.
不但自己灵性不能长。
Not only his spirituality will not grow.
还要成为别人灵性的绊脚石。
He becomes stumbling block of others' growth in their spirituality.
使许多粗心的人跌倒。
And so that he makes stumbling block to those who are new believers.
使得别的基督徒冷淡。
And also cause many of the Christians become cold.
使人因为他的态度就轻看上帝。
Because of his attitude, people will despise God.
我们今天到底所在的地方
？Today in the place that we are，
我们所到的地方
，the place that we visit，
我带什么来
？What thing that I bring？
我贡献什么来
？What contribution have I made？
有人可以一天到晚听到。从来没有奉献一块钱。
The people who have come to listen but never make an offering one dollar.
他没有想到租金多少钱，椅子多少钱，
he,
这个聚会要有多少的代价。
He never thought what kind of price we're going to pay for this meeting.
有的人做礼拜几十年，从来没有去找牧师一次。
And for people who come to church for years, they never pay a visit to the pastor.
做什么牧师？三个月没有来找我，他没有想他三年没有去找牧师。
So you, the pastor, never visit me for 3 months, but he never visit the pastor after 3 years.
今天晚上
，tonight，
让我们从头想想看。
Let's rethink.
我们是不是常常遭到别人亏欠？
Do we always realize that people are in debt to us?
或者我们常常遭到我们亏欠
？Or always you feel that we're in debt to others?
相爱的原理。
And the principle of loving one another
就是从自我感到亏欠 来追讨自己开始。
Begin from the fact that you search yourself that you're in debt to others.
爱别人从我开始。
So to love others begin from me.
你要爱别人吗？
Do you want to love others?
我就是你的别人吗？
I'm your others then.
所以你要爱别人吗？
So you must love others.
你把自己当这个别人。
You deem yourself as that other.
让别人一定要爱你。
So others must love you.
哦，你不把别人当作是有一个自己。
You do not view others as a self.
这是很不公义的事。
That's not just.
所以保罗说呢。
Paul said.
爱人如己的事情上
，to love others as yourself，
常常意味亏欠
，always feel that you're in debt。
一个自以为有亏欠的人
，a one who feel that he's in debt，
是一个不容易亏欠人的人
，then it's not easy for you to be really in debt。
一个常常不以为亏欠的
，the one who doesn't feel that he's in debt，
是容易常常亏欠
的 ，is easy that always he's in debt。
常常以为别人亏欠自己的人
，he who always feel that others in debt to him，
是一个永远亏欠别人不停的
，forever he continue to be in debt to others。
所以这一件呢，就慢慢提到了亏欠与完全之间的关系。
So then there is a relationship with perfection and indebtedness here.
求主怜悯我们。
That God have mercy on us.
在爱人如己的事情。
In this thing that we love others as ourselves.
常常以为亏欠。
Always feel that you are in debt.
现在我用一个例子就要做结束了。
I want to conclude with an illustration.
如果有一个人，
if a person,
他跌倒了。
He has fallen.
跌倒的时候呢
？When he fell,
另外一个基督徒怎么看呢
？And that Christian, what will he see?
有几种的可能性的回应
？A few possibilities.
第一种的回应是什么呢
？First,
我才知道原来你是这样的人。
Now I know this kind of people you are.
平常看你好好的，现在跌倒到这个地步，原来平常是假冒伪善。
In the past, I saw that you're such, but now you've fallen to such a serious state. You're a hypocrite in the past.
你是这样看人吗
？So is it the way you view others?
我现在才知道。
Now only I know.
本相露出来了。
Now you throw your true color.
原来你是这样的人。
And that is a true color.
从前的好都是假的。
In the past, all your goods are fake.
现在日久见人心，暴露出来了。
Now, the time tell your good self.
这是第一种看法。
This is the first view.
第二种的看法。
The second.
怎么这样好的人会跌倒
？How can such a good man fall?
我想不到。
I can never think of that.
原来好人也会跌倒。
A good man also can fall.
这样的我就不要看人的外表。
Then I don't want to see others as their outward appearance.
因为人都是软弱。
Because people are all weak.
既然他会跌倒。
Since he can fall.
我就谨慎自己，我可能也会跌倒。
I must be careful with myself because I may also fall.
今天轮到他，谁知道明天轮到我。
Today is his turn, tomorrow it might be my turn.
我更谨慎过圣洁。
So all of all, I want to live a holy life carefully.
你看见了没有呢
？So you see,
同样的情形。
The same thing.
第二种反应来了。
The second kind of response here.
第三种反应是什
么 ？The third kind of response.
感谢主是他跌倒，不是我。
Praise God, is he who fall, not me.
表示我的灵性也不错。
You see, my spirituality is not too bad.
原来我在教会里面不是最后一名。
So I'm the last, I'm not the last.
还有比我更不好的感谢主。
There are people who are worse than myself. Praise God.
这是第三种的反应。
The third kind of response.
第四种的反应是什么？主啊，他跌倒了。
Lord, when he falls,
这样你的名有没有受羞辱
？Then is your name put to shame?
主啊，虽然他是个人
，Lord, even though he's an individual,
这么多人知道他是基督徒
，But so many people know that he's a Christian.
因为一个基督徒跌倒，整个教会受牵累。
Because a Christian would fall, the whole church will also put to shame.
你的名受羞辱
，Your name is not put to shame.
怎么办呢
？What
are we going to do? 我要怎么样呢
？How can I do?
这是第四种回应。
Fourth response.
保罗说：“有谁跌倒，我不。”
Or say, if there's anyone to fall, I do not fall.
有谁软弱，我不软弱。
Is there anyone who's weak? I'm not weak.
有谁跌倒，我不焦急。
Is there anyone who's fall? I'm not anxious.
他把别人的困难跟自己的处境相提并论。
He put others' shortcoming become his own situation.
他设身处境为别人的困难来想。
So he put himself into the shoes of others to think on behalf of others.
还有一些人的反应是什么
？And the other response is,
主啊，我就早知道他本来就是坏蛋。
Lord, early I know he's a bad man.
你是公义的上帝，让他显出他的本性。
You are righteous God. Now you allow him to show his true color.
这样众人就知道他本来是不好的。
So the other will know that he is in the past not a good man.
特别是比你更有成就的人跌倒，你高兴的时候。你是落井下石，幸灾乐祸， 不好的人。
Especially for others who are better than you do in the past, now that therefore they want to throw water to the mouse in the river.
你们再想想看吧。
So think again.
我曾经把这是人与人之间的关系分成七个等级。
So I've divided this human relationship into seven levels.
今天我把几个例子提出来。
I mentioned a few illustrations here.
这一段圣经所要提的是另外一个例子。
But this passage want to bring another illustration.
一个人跌倒的时候。
A man when he falls.
当一个软弱的时候。
Weak,
你就想
you think,
主啊是我的错
Lord is my wrong,
我不够为他祷告
because I'm not pray for him enough,
我不够劝他
I've not exhort him enough,
在他没有跌倒以前
before even he falls,
我没有提醒他
I didn't remind him,
主啊像我这样的基督徒
Lord, a Christian like myself,
有这么多的亏欠
so many shortcomings,
我怎样配做你的门徒
how can I be worthy to be a disciple,
主啊他跌倒
Lord, when he falls,
求你赦免我的罪
forgive my sin,
不是赦免他的罪而已
not forgive his sin alone,
你赦免我的罪
forgive my sin too,
因为我软弱
because I'm weak too,
我亏欠
I fall short,
在别人的软弱上
about others' weaknesses,
看见自己亏欠的
you see your own debts,
这个人灵性是好
Then he's of good spirituality.
今天教会这样的人在哪里啊
Today, where are these people in the church?
这样的人多不多啊
Are there many?
是你吗
Is it you?
是我吗
Is it me?
保罗说
Paul says,
凡事不可亏欠
You don't fall in debt in anything.
我要在爱人如己的事情
But upon loving others as yourself,
总要常常一味亏欠
Continue to fill in debt.
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
做一个常常省察自己
You want to continue to examine yourself.
做一个追求完全
and to seek for perfection
常常感到自己亏欠
always feel that you're in debt to others
愿主的灵继续感动我们
may the spirit of God continue to touch our hearts
每一次这么听
every time when you listen to this
不是增加一片的知识
not to increase in our knowledge
乃是看见大光照耀我们
but to see the great light shining on us
使我们自己赤露敞开在上帝
that we are so naked and open before God
让主重新修建我
that God once again he reconstruct us
重新建造我
and rebuild us
重新雕塑我
and remold us
使我成为合他心意
so that I'm going to be special
我们站起来
let us arise
十字架